Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone. After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed,
I found nirvana! I win!
They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $365 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Conversations has begun. I am Gabe O'Brien, and I'm on the grid. I'm also on Sirius XM channel 204. Let's do this thing. It's Friday, which means Dubsy is going to step up, and it means Cousin Sal is going to join us with his D-Gen card of the weekend. We've got Dave Sharapan throwing it down with us as well. I'm like Kramer the night before the AIDS walk. I'm operating on no sleep, but we're ready to do this. I was, you're never going to be able to make it. He falls down. Playing poker all night. You know what?
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but like any truly patriotic Canadian and degenerate gambler, I was literally up, man, until 6:30 in the morning watching Canada and Brazil in a shootout women's soccer last night. Dear God, that was tense. Like, I'm a hardcore Raptor fan, Bill fan, Michigan, etc. But there was a time last night during the game where I actually had a heart problem. I was like, what the hell? And then I even thought, I was like, why do I care so much? I was like, what am I doing here? Like, I'm standing here, my heart's like, da-dum, da-dum. I'm like, that's a stupid call. Get in, stupid ref. Like, I'm losing it. And I got to tell you, Canada stepped up. LeBay, the goaltender, saves of the, it's one of the biggest wins in Canadian soccer history, even though they wouldn't win a
big
medal.
Big time.
They were underdogs against Brazil. Christine St. Clair, the Wayne Gretzky of Canadian women's soccer, she's carried this program for 20 years, man. She's first up. Terrible shot. It's like a girl in the park. I would have stopped it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my God. And let's just be real. Let's just be real, Kim. Canada always chokes, and we lose it everything by one. Like a Gold Cup last night. Like it always. Yeah. It's the same thing.
Things are changing.
I had money on it. I was like, come on. Don't go, girls. We can do this. And LeBay makes the save. I got to tell you, I'm in love with this Adriana Leon. I think she's from Mississauga, actually. And yes. I'm just saying, I like her style. She's a wrecking ball, man. She came in. It was chaos. Her blonde hair was flying in people's faces. She had, like, braids and stuff flying around. I'm like, the girl's killing it. And I was fired up. And now we get the USA. Let's do this thing. Big Olympic weekend coming up, Kim. And good call by you yesterday. Xander Schauffele, you said out of these guys. Schauffele's in a mix. Dude, he's plus 165 right now.
Yeah, we got him at 11. I know Dubsy got him probably before the tournament. We'll talk to him about that. But that was the guy, Gabe. I saw all the Americans at 3 under, and I go, we're going to go with, if I have one pick live, it's going to be Schauffele. I'll tell you something. Justin Thomas doesn't look right. Morikawa's done so much. He's basically running on fumes right now. We'll see. This is Schauffele's time. We talked about it. This guy's been close before. He can change all these things. Close in the majors, you know, almost winning at Augusta. All these times he's been close. If he can get this thing done, that'll change everything. Olympic gold will vault. You know what? If he wins Olympic gold, I'm going to bet Scheifele in all the majors because he's going to win. It's going to be like one of those things. The floodgates are open. Now I'm here to attack.
But does he melt down? over the weekend? Yeah, like it's a good question.
Well, we got him at 11, so I'm not melting down at plus 165. I could tell you that, right? But you ask good questions. The meltdown could be in effect.
Yeah, it really reminds me a lot. We'll get Dubsy's take on this. You remember Andy Murray? Like I said, Andy Murray, all the pressure on the tour, won at the Olympics, and then won Wimbledon or whatever. Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. I am Gabe Morency. We're kicking it with the Raging Redhead Cam Stewart. Dubsy's going to join us in a couple of minutes. Cousin Sal's going to step up and in, and I believe the Mets got Javi Baez, right? And another props to Cam. I got to give Cam credit. Yesterday, when everyone said Max Scherzer is on San Diego, he got traded to San Diego, Cam said, did he? I don't know. Is it official yet? Did he? I don't believe the media. Don't believe what the media says. You must have felt like a genius a couple hours later. You're like, damn, wow, the Dodgers, of all teams, too, right? The Dodgers came in and said, no, get out of our way.
Exactly.
We're going to do this.
Sorry, San Diego.
But the point is, whoever reported it, the deal wasn't done. So you were first. They were talking. It wasn't done. There's a difference between talking, because then the Dodgers were talking, too, and the Dodgers said, no, we'll give you more. Right? I had a bad day for the media yesterday, bro. Bad day for the media across the board.
But good day for us.
Every day's a good day for us.
That's right.
We're not in the media. It's like you say, you're not a media member. You're not media.
Exactly. See, I just proved my point last night. Are we media members? No, we're entertainers. Anyway,
I'm a media member. You're not. Yeah, I am.
No, I admit it.
Yeah. Cam says he's not a media member. I'm like, what have you done for the last 20 years of your life?
I don't know. It's a good question, Gabe.
That's the media. That's like somebody, Cam. Like, it's like your boy that has a big cleaver all day that cuts meat up and then says, I'm not a butcher.
Yeah, it's a good point. He could be a serial killer. Yeah, but he's a butcher. Yeah. No, I'm with you. I just don't like the way these guys report things nowadays. Get your facts straight before you throw it out, Morency. And I used your advice last night. Things went so damn good, I had to turn off my phone because the next call would have been a bad one. I had a great night last night. Let's keep the train rolling.
All right. So we got Major League Baseball tonight, the trade deadline. And man, there's a lot of stuff to unpack as far as the trade deadline is concerned. Kyle Schwarber's on the Red Sox. Javi Baez is on the Mets. And, the San Francisco Giants. Chris Bryant. Or is that, I don't know, it says sending Bryant. Have they sent him yet?
Yeah.
It's like me. I've said, I told a lot of people, checks in the mail. It really wasn't. I don't want to send it. I'm still waiting for some sports memory to be here, Cam. Yeah, they sent it. Well, they ain't here yet. Sent Brian. Is he going to get to San Francisco?
SportsGrid.com.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I am Gabe Morency. We're kicking it with the Raging Redhead Cam Stewart. People in the chat are just talking about like the countries and going head to head and stuff. And listen, in the Olympics, me and Cam displayed this. Dude, we bet against Canada. We bet against the USA. Like, me and Cam are going to be sent to Gitmo soon, man. We took Iran against Canada and the USA back to back. Volleyball and basketball.
Yeah.
Sometimes we'll bust out the Patriot card. Other times. times. It's like, no, if I'm getting the points, I'll take the points. I don't care. Like, guys, like, it's the Olympic Games. This isn't war, guys. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's a game. Like, you're picking a team. One team's wearing yellow. The other team's wearing red. It is what it
exactly.
is.
Exactly. It's not changing our lives in any way. What are you going to do? Like, you're right, Moratz. The way people are talking, they're going to throw us in a pit. But anyway, who cares? I really don't care what anybody thinks. We're doing what we got to do, make money.
Even Canada and Mexico last night, the dude sort of hugged after and stuff. Like, did you guys see the end of that game last night?
I got an issue with Mexico, though. Those little clowns running around and potting and stuff. Like, here's a tip, Mexico. Next time I go to Cabo and I see some guy who's lipping off when he's drunk, maybe I'll knock his teeth out, you idiot. I'll tell you, the way you treated Canada after that game, you just walk around there hot-dogging and stuff, you bunch of punks. I pissed me off, man. Actually, I didn't like one bit. Mexico, win with class, you idiots. You got unbelievable. I didn't like the way they acted last night.
Not to mention, we had to stop the match for 7 minutes due to homophobic chants.
Yeah, exactly. What a bunch of idiots.
Can you get through 90 minutes without like saying something offensive, Mexico? Like, what's your problem?
Exactly.
And you know what? You're not even in Mexico. You know, I'm dead serious about this.
You're in Houston.
Too. You're right, you're in Houston. You're in the United States. Show some effort and respect. If you want to, chant homo, you want to chant whatever you want, go to Mexico City and do it. That's disgraceful. That's
it
disgraceful.
Is.
I hope the
I
U.S.
like Carlos
kicked
Ortiz,
their
though.
After
I
that
hope so
game,
too.
On me too.
I said
exactly.
It's so funny.
I got a problem with Mexico. I got a problem with the Mexican soccer team. They run their mouth, they dive, they bitch, they're dirty. And then you saw after, they didn't want to fight because Canada was ready to go. Like, Canada's goalie, bro. Canada's goalie went up. He just started pushing people. He's like, come on, let's go. Let's go.
Yeah.
And the Mexicans, in typical fashion, they chirp and then stand behind the ref.
And then they run away.
Stand behind the ref.
Like, come on. That's right.
I called it. I was live on the air cam, and I said, Canada is about to start throwing punches hockey style. You can see it.
I wish.
I was like, yeah. This is going to start to unravel. And it came this close to an international incident. And this, like, for you guys who didn't see, it wasn't just like a couple of people push. Like, it looked like at one point this is going to get real. Like, there were a couple of dudes that wanted it to get real. Like, the Canadian goalie was ready to start knocking heads. There was another dude on Canada. He was ready to go. I think his name's Henry. It might have been Henry. I don't know. It was a dude on Canada. He was ready to go. There was one guy on Mexico that was chirping and pushing people, but he would always push people and get behind everybody.
Yeah, that's what he
did. I said it. Yeah. I was all in rage cam when it was going on live. I said, I'll put in $500 for your fine if you punch him. Yeah, we got Dubsy here. I didn't realize.
Dubsy.
I would have been $500. You're getting all worked up, Dubsy, the Olympics. Let's go, Dubsy.
Calm it down, Calm it down. But I tell you what, guys, I've got to jump in there. I'm all about betting on your own country. I've got Australia to not get more than 12 and a half medals. Every day I turn the TV on, these women are winning gold medals in the Olympic swimming. I'm like, calm down, ladies. We got enough. Be happy with what you got.
And you're a big patriot. You're a big patriot. I know you are, but at the same point in time, what, you're like, yeah, we're not winning 13 medals, right? That's what you thought.
Nah. And then exactly. I got New Zealand under 8 medals. I don't think they've even got 8 people over there competing. So that was a good play. But Australia, you're starting to scare me. I mean, I didn't get it, boys. The swimming must have 50 different categories of medals.
Yeah, there's a lot of swimming.
It's too much. It's too much.
That South African smoke show last night, she was fantastic. Set the world record. Ooh, man, she's good.
What's the deal, Dubsy, with Australian women, and why do they all swim like dolphins? Like, what the heck? Like, I've never seen women swim so fast in my life. Like, that she pushed off the wall and came out like a submarine. Poof, like halfway through the pool. I'm like, you can't. Like, Michael Phelps ain't beating this girl. Like, the Australians are dominating the pool. Dominating.
It's unbelievable. The only thing I can put it down to is we live on an island. Maybe they're trying to swim away from their husbands because all the blokes are complete duds like myself. So maybe that's it. But no, we've always had a strong history in swimming. And, you know, if you do well at the Olympics, you get more funding. You develop the younger talent like any sport. And that's probably the only one we're excelling in. So good to beat the Americans, that's for sure.
Dubsy, say I'll call people out here. Now he's just.
I love it. I love it.
Let's just do a quick medal count here. Because, you know, Dubsy, I've got 3 future bets as well on the medals. And
love it.
I got to tell you. So I got USA over 44.5. I'm like Krusty the Clown in the Olympics. I'm about to take a beating. Like,
USA's going to get how many they got now? They got 41, don't they?
Yeah, 14, Ken.
Oh, no, you said 14. Total medals. Oh, 14? Oh, you got no chance. Yeah, you're done.
Yeah, gold. Yeah, gold. Oh, gold medal prop. Yeah. So I played three gold medal props. Yeah, it's 44 and a half, Ken. So they got to go over 44 and a half gold medals. They're only at 14 right now. Even if there's a flurry of medals coming, I don't see how they're going to get there. Like, the math just doesn't add up. They've lost in too many events that they normally win in. Canada, I got over 4.5, Dubsy. Canada's at 3 gold medals already. They're going to sail it. Canada's going to end up with, like, 6, 7, 8 gold medals.
That's home and host, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like, Canada's already won 3, and there's a million events coming up that they're good at. Like, Canada's going to cruise over to 3, the 4.5. And I've got Great Britain under 14.5. They're at 6.
That's one I could get behind.
Exactly. You can think the same. I thought the same thing. I'm like, there's no way in hell Great Britain are winning 15 gold medals in the Olympics. Come on.
Maybe they've got, like, good bike riders or something, you know, doing the inside track. Cyclists. I think it's a pretty one hard to handicap the Olympics. What are they going off? Like, okay, what did Australia do 4 years ago? 12 medals. Let's set the line there. Like, I don't think they're really, you know, deep diving into each and every sport. So I think you either win by a lot or lose by a lot.
You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised, Dubsy. Like, there's some hardcore European websites.
They're pretty accurate.
Olympic prediction dot data and like, it's international sport. Like, they follow this stuff. So, guys,
the 3-on-3 basketball?
That's fun.
See those boys in action. We could enter that.
I enjoyed it.
They're putting up bricks. Yeah, but anyway,
we get killed.
Don't let me get distracted. Get killed, too many random sports.
Dubsy, I got killed in the NBA hooping up. You think I'm entering the Olympics 3-on-3? I couldn't win in the Montreal region. I'm gonna win.
We're not winning anything except for drinking contests. You want to do shots and beers? No sports.
Love it. Yeah, well, boys, what do you think about the golf?
I'm just being real. We're pretty good. Guys, I can get it around. Me and Gabe I'm an athletic guy, but, like, yeah, it's just, yeah, anyway. Enough.
So for our medal props, golf counts. Golf counts.
Yes, it does. Of course it does. Yeah, it's
good. Andrew Shoffley gets a gold medal. That's a gold medal.
That's another
for the
one.
USA.
Exactly.
Yeah. We'll take them anywhere we get. So let's just ask. You were on, Xander. You liked them coming in. I brought up Andy Murray. You know the tennis player? Remember, it was always pressure on him to win a Grand Slam event. He couldn't do it and stuff. Boom. Won the Olympics. It was like, wow, he won a gold medal in the Olympics. He became a big hero. Boom. Wins Wimbledon. Right? Remember, like, Mickelson didn't win his first major to 33. Yeah. The guy's racking him up. We're at 50 right now. So we've been hard on Xander. But does he close it out, Dubsy? Because he's leading early here. He's got to get through the weekend, bro.
Yeah, I think he does. Look, he looks great out there. You look at him statistically, and he's in every top 25 for all the key stats. Most notably, he's a great putter, top 10, ranks third in sand saves. So I think he does go on with the job. And look, he's got the distractions this week. It's not all about the golf and who wins the major. We've got all these other sports, which I think helps his focus. There's no fans out there. Takes a little bit extra pressure off. But hey, he's got to watch out for the local hero, Hideki Matsuyama. He's only getting warm, guys. That scares me a little bit.
I agree.
We'll hit Cam's take on the other side. Here, we'll get you caught up to date with all of the odds. And we'll dive in and see if there's any more value on the board.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Huddles, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decision continues. I am Renzi, kicking it with Dubsy, Andrew Anderson, LPGA caddy, PGA caddy, Sports Grid Golf Insider. We got the raging redhead, Cam Stewart, Sports Grid's golf degenerate, and I am Renzi. So,
correct.
So the leaderboard right now, Xander Schauffele, he's 11 under, He's 11 under. He's put up a 68 and a 63, 131 through two rounds. So this is actually sort of the separation Saturday round, guys. It's Friday night, but Saturday there.
Moving day.
So we got moving day. Only two more rounds to go. Carlos Ortiz, who I've been a fan of, and Dubsy, I took him to be the first round leader. I don't know why I didn't take him to win. I was like, you know, no one talks about Ortiz.
He's
lurking.
Consistent. Yeah.
He's lurking.
He's
I tell you what.
Anyway.
I think he could be in the mix on Sunday. What about Pereira, Cam? So we got Pereira. He's a Mito Pereira.
It's funny, Gabe, when we were doing when Babano was on the Wednesday night show and we were wondering if he was having sex or doing something. I don't know what we were doing. His golf guy, I know he's got a million picks, but he threw out Mito Pereira.
He even admitted. He even admitted the chances of him having sex are slim. He even said, I wish.
Yeah, no, but you brought up a great idea. Just go to a CFL, like, pregame Hamilton Tiger Cat shindig, and it's a great way to meet a gal and get naked. I agree 100%. It's perfect. And you already have something in common, Canadian football. Anyway, Babano's golf guy.
Don't set your bar too high.
Love it.
Set it low. Exactly. Just say, hey, how you doing?
Babano.
Somebody who knows. Here's a tip.
Settle.
Does she like you? Start with this. If she likes you, that's a good start. Mito Pereira's game is dangerous. Great young player. Young player from Chile.
Right,
it's funny. Joaquin Niemann gets all the credit. Joaquin Niemann, no, I don't have him to win. Babano's golf guy's got 30 guys, so he's got Mito Pereira. I will say this. He's been hot the last few weeks.
I'm just saying, are we taking him or are we eliminating him?
No, we're not taking him. No. Okay, I'm just telling you, he's doing very well. Very well, yes. Okay.
Yes, next. Alex Noren. Dubsy, do you believe that Alex Noren will be in the mix on Sunday?
No, I don't think so. If he can't win on the PGA Tour, I don't think he gets it done.
Yeah, I'm going to pass on Noren, too.
Go back to Sweden, Noren. Get out of here. Sepp Straka.
No, we saw his best stuff the first day. We saw
later,
the 63 first day.
He is the epitome of Thursday warrior. Bye-bye. Go back to Austria, Sepp.
Yep. All right, so so that's what I'm saying when I'm looking at the board here. Who's the shark lurking in the water? Here he comes, Cam. Hideki. Bro, he's only three shots back. He's playing at home. He's now, think about it, guys. The pressure's almost gone. I don't know what to expect. Olympics, it's going to be over the top pressure. He's 2 days in now. Now it's just golf time. All the obligations are done. I don't got to worry about anything. Now I'm just going to play golf. Guys, like, he's only three shots back, Dubsy. Matsuyama, to me, if I'm looking here so far, I think Xander can't go wire to wire. I think it's going to get to him. It's too hard. I don't think he's going to be able to do it. I think Ortiz actually is in the mix Sunday. And I'm going to say Hideki's in the final group Sunday, Dubsy. I'm buying in a Hideki. What do you say?
I agree. Hideki's like a freight train, and I think he's only getting better as the tournament goes on. He's still got a 5-foot birdie putt on the 17th to finish his second round due to weather delay. Whoa. So he's probably going to be at 9 under par after the first two rounds. And look, we got to turn the clock back to the Masters. Hideki and Xander going toe-to-toe on the Sunday. Xander put in the water on 16. I'm not going to say the C word, but this is a chance for redemption. But I tell you what, Hideki on a soft golf course, as we saw at Augusta, dangerous man. Favor iron play.
Excellent.
He's going to be going at everything. He's not going backwards, boys. You're going to have to run with the bulls over the weekend if you want to win this one.
Cam?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. If you got Scheifele at 11... You could buy Matsuyama at plus 470. Me and Dubsy just talked about it on the break, Gabe. There was a tournament at the Memorial with Jack Nicklaus, this guy. Soft golf courses, he eats them up. You saw exactly what Dubsy said at Augusta. This guy can put balls. He's going to be like divot marks within 2 feet of the pin every time. That's the thing about Hideki. When he feels it, it lasts. And it lasts. And he doesn't have to worry about his putter because everything's inside 6 feet. Bang, 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 bang. And the thing is, he has the ability to pull away from people. He is not afraid. Now that he's won the Masters and everything, this is what? Just another, it's the Olympics, man. I won Augusta. I'm already a national hero. More. You know what I mean? That's the thing. And his iron play is sharp. The funny thing is, at plus 470, only two shots back. Good point by Dubsy. He's not like three back, two back even, with that putt that he could hit. So I think you're at plus 470. If you have those two horses, definitely. I'm very scared. If you have Matsuyama, I'd be very happy right now because this guy can win. I agree 100%.
He was 14-1, and then when Rahm checked out, he got moved to like 10-1, 11-1, 10-1 type of thing, Hideki before. But, man, yeah, he's dangerous. And, guys, I agree, Cam. I think it's pretty good odds. It's a 2-day bet for like, and Dubsy, we look at like sports bettors, looking a little bit different than golf guys. Like, you know, like Brian Blessing. I'm not taking anyone that's less than 50-1. Like Blessing, our guy Blessing, he starts handicapping at 35-1 and down. Fine, I get it. Wow. On the regular tour, I get it on a weekly basis. You hit a couple, you'll be up. But in a tournament like this, Dubsy, this is the elite of the elite. You got to win gold medal. Exactly.
The cream's going to rise, boys. I mean, the pressure is only really starting for a lot of these other guys. For Hideki, it's going down. You know, all the pressure was pre-tournament. Now he's out there with no fans. He's finally got some peace. He's probably, you know, got more anxiety in the media center, you know, before the tournament. So I like it. But for all these other guys, Ortiz, Pereira, Nora, and Straka, they're now saying, hey, I'm in contention at a very big tournament, trying to win a gold medal. Uh-oh, I've never won before. What do I do now? So the big names will continue to rise up this board. McIlroy's making a bit of a run. And look, I'm not looking too far down. I think, you know, it's Xander or Hideki, but this golf course, it could give up an 8 or 9 under par. If McIlroy, Paul Casey fires one of those off, suddenly they're right in the thick of it come Sunday.
See who's at the leaderboard, Gabe? You almost have to just look at the guys, and I'll tell you something, Renzi. Watching this course enough now, all I need to know, Scheifele, irons. Matsuyama, irons. The only guy, Ortiz, he's first in strokes game putting. McIlroy stiffs him. Paul Casey, he's deadly with his irons. Shane Lowry, all these guys are premier top guys with their irons. None of them are all great putters, but they're all always around the hole. And that's the thing about this course, playing soft. I don't think things are going to change much. I just think the Sepp Strakas of the world and those other guys will filter down, and the other guys will be up. It could be Scheifele versus Matsuyama with a little bit of Carlos Ortiz and Rory lingering, but I think Matsuyama almost 5-1. Gabe, this guy feels it, man. Think about this. If he wins, Gabe, what do? You make a gold statue out of him? He doesn't have to do anything for the rest of his life. He could actually, like, run. He's running Japan, and he's the king of golf. He'll be, like, I don't even know what to say. Like, what do for the rest of your life? You just sit back and go, I'm the best. I won the Masters. I won Olympic gold. Next.
Like, yeah, pretty godlike special. Status. Pretty,
I think
pretty
he's going to win. I think that's my guy right now. That's going to be my guy. Because who else is there? I actually think Ortiz is going to be lingering around all weekend. Xander, I think it's too much to go wire to wire. It's going to catch up to him unless he just runs away with it today. I mean, tonight, this round is massive. You got Hideki. Rory's at 7-under. Lowry's at 7-under. Once we get to the 5s and 6s, I'm not buying into any of these guys. Are you Dubsy? Like, Detry's not winning. Is Munoz coming back? Johnny Vegas? I don't think so.
I'm not. And guys, this is a complete birdie shootout if I've ever seen one. You know, the winning scores are going to be super low, but there's no real trouble out there. Like, there's no water coming into
That's
play.
The thing.
The bunkers are deep, but they're in such good condition. The guys are just, you know, picking them up clean. And look, for Hideki, that's not a guy who hangs around at even par. You know, he could easily rattle off another 6 birdies today, put a bit of distance between himself and the chasing pack. So for Xander Schauffele, he's just going to stay up there. You know, I don't think there's a lot of trouble, but he's still going to make birdies, play aggressive, keep doing what he got. You know, keep doing what you've done to get in contention.
I got to tell you guys, the next golf venue, if they bring it back, it has to be harder than this course. I expected a little bit more. That's all. Like, it's in pristine condition. The greens are great, but you need more danger out there. Come on, guys. Yeah. Like, it's ridiculous. Yeah. Like, who cares? They got deep bunkers, Marenzi. Like, you need water. You need something. Like, these guys are pros, and they're also the best in the world.
What's the winner going to be? Like, 18-under?
I'm thinking.
I think it will be.
Yes. I think it will be. Yeah, it's like the John Deere Classic. Like, we're talking John Deere Classic Tokyo style, right? 1900.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why not?
Sony Open Hawaii, mid-20s.
Justin Thomas might make a late run. Should you make it? Like, this course is a total bitch to play.
It's the Olympics, Marenzi. It has to be.
Because you're right. They had to make a conscious effort, though, that they said, let's not do that. They want, because otherwise, you can't tell me, Cam, that they weren't standing there going, dear God, these guys are going to murder this course. Like you said it, Dubsy. It's in perfect condition.
It's too easy for these guys.
It is.
You need more danger, Gabe. It's the friggin' Olympics. Yeah. That's all I'm going to say.
From our perspective, we want to see the players tested, especially in the big tournaments. We want to see different shots, but I understand, from the Olympic Committee, they want to showcase Japan and how beautiful it is. It certainly is. Yeah. Fantastic golf course, but it's just not much of a test for these guys. When you're driving par 4s, par 5s and 2, it's too easy for them.
Yeah, it's too easy.
And it'll make the marathon. Hey, all right, guys, we want you to go faster and look good. So we're going to, instead of 26 yeah. miles, you'll just run 8.
Exactly. Like, that's my point. Yeah. Like, all they had to do, all the IOC and the Japan, the Greens, all you had to do was, like, grow with the rough, like, another few weeks. Like, make it difficult. If a guy misses a fairway, he's going to break his wrist. Like, it's the Olympics. It's not supposed to be easy. And right now, I'm looking at this course going, it's way too easy.
I said this yesterday. The PGA are actually in charge of the course.
Yes.
Like, they're not the boss. The IOC hired them. Like, the head PGA groundskeeper is actually the one out there that's, like, he consulted. I read, we talked about it last week.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Week he consulted on the pin placement and they walked the course and blah, 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 blah. So they must have said, yeah, there must have been a corporate decision somewhere. No. Don't
More
make it
birdies.
Hard. Just let him just crush it and put on a display.
Yeah, and the weather doesn't help. You know, a soft golf course gives up a few more birdies. They can't help that it's been a bit wet this week, so we can expect it.
Well, I don't care how easy or hard it is. I just want to win. Give me Hideki Matsuyama to win. Thanks, Hubby.
Let's do it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time discussions continues. I am Renzi, kicking it with Cam Stewart. All right, we're waiting on Cousin Sal. We've made connection with him, but I think Sal is actually I think Sal is in Tokyo right now. He didn't tell us this because he's a humble man, but he's actually part of the mixed doubles tennis team. Mixed doubles. He's competing. We're trying to set up the satellite connection with him right now. He had all the Olympic rings behind him and everything. He was in the media center. There was controversy because Sal refuses to wear a mask in the media center and in the pool area. I saw a guy, and I don't know, we're having problems with Sal. We'll see if we're able to get him. I don't know. It'd be nice to be able to get him on the phone, but, oh, yeah, we can't do it. Just say. So, so I saw.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like, think if you and I need to, like, call 911. We couldn't do it. Hello, we're getting murdered.
That's a good point, Gabe. So the only way,
sorry,
like,
guys,
if I do
actually we don't have a phone system.
No, you're right. Like, what do? You see me fall off the chair, say, I think Cam's down. I think he's down. Somebody out there, call 911 for him.
Yes.
We can't do it
we
here.
We do not. Yes. Yes, we cannot communicate.
I think he's down. Yes. Man down. Man down. Chips down. Chips down. Love it, Vegas. Chips down.
Chip down. I love that. I told you, I've been watching a lot of old wrestling videos, like behind the scenes of the business type stuff. And they were saying, like, before the internet, the only way you could get a message across was on live TV. That's so cool, huh?
Yeah.
So they were like, yeah. So, like, basically, like, if Vince wanted to send a message that he wanted to sign someone that was in another company, or he had, like, a threat to, like, WCW, they were like, Vince would go on TV and it'd be, like, coded stuff. He'd throw stuff out there. And other wrestlers would be like, oh, man, that's what he meant. All right. Yeah. I mean, you know what I mean? Pretty crazy. Eh? Like, live TV,
like,
Cam, was the only way Vince knew how to get messages out. So he learned how to sort of cryptically talk on live TV to send messages to people.
Basically, Gabe, you're saying here on Sports Grid, we're kind of like the early days of the WWE. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Coded
yes.
messages?
Mike Card- yeah, yeah. Lou Myon is
Vince
is
McMahon.
McMahon. And Mike Cardano is Jim Ross.
He's
Pat Patterson. Yeah,
exactly.
It's true.
That's great.
It's like when Vince gets mad, he calls Pat to call the wrestlers to reality, right?
Exactly.
We'll get to some picks, but another time, Cam, I'll tell you, I heard this story. I was listening to Jim Cornette with the tennis racket.
Love so, Jim Cornette.
He's the best. God. Jim Cornette.
He is one of the best
really,
of all time.
He's really smart guy. Like, he really loves wrestling, like, for real, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, he's really smart about it. And you would know, you did wrestling shows. So they were talking about the words you can't say and you can't call it a championship strap and belt, like whatever. It was all like this code. But they had this story, 10 things that are true or false about Vince McMahon, whether he really did this or not. And so people were asking the question, is this like, is that true or is that an urban legend or myth? And they were all true, man. Dude, I was crying laughing, bro. Vince McMahon went bowling. Remember Saturday Night Main Event used to be on NBC. So like every couple of months, Saturday Night Live would be off and WWF would be on. King Kong Bundy versus Andre the Giant or whatever. And Hulk Hogan, they had all the big guys on Saturday nights. So I guess Vince went to Dick Ebersol, who's the head of NBC. It's his kid's birthday party or something. So Vince McMahon went bowling to some bowling party in New York City with all the NBC executives, okay? Somebody pissed him off. Somebody said something about wrestling kind of being a joke and, it's the wrestling guy, huh? Vince quietly left. Vince said, I don't appreciate what you just said. And he said to the NBC guys, I don't appreciate this. We do a lot of business for you guys. And he left. All right. So he went, Cam, when he left, Vince, he went, he took the guy's bowling. The guy was in bowling shoes. Vince, when he split, got the guy's shoes and left with his shoes. So the guy had to go home in bowling shoes.
The guy had to wear bowling shoes. I like that. That's great. Vince is so vindictive.
Vince sent him a note after, don't ever F with me again. After, like letting him know, I took your shoes. We're talking about like vindictive stuff, like that, like true or false. Like Vince once, like he got into like a, he bet someone like a cameraman or something, dude. Like he's insane. He bet a cameraman that he could beat him in a drag race. So I guess like Vince like ran the guy into off the road and nearly killed him. Like for $500. And it's a true story. Like the guy nearly died. Like the guy had to like nearly crashed into like a, like this big, like, you know, like a bunch of trailers and stuff. And they said Vince ran him into the trailers. So where he either stopped or would die just to win. Like Vince is crazy. Like they were going on camp. Vince got drunk with the wrestlers once and told them all to do their finishing moves on him for real.
Sir, that's the best. That's, I love that one. That's
no, because he said, oh, you're not so tough. He said, give me a DDT. And they said Vince got the living crap kicked out of him. There was another one, Cam, that Vince, for whatever reason, thought he could out bench press Mark Henry, the world's strongest man. So Vince called him to his own personal gym and said, I don't think you're as strong as you think you are. So Vince, Mark Henry admitted that Vince gave him a run for it. He goes, Vince is insane. He's all roided up and stuff, right?
He's strong, man.
He's like going nuts. And I guess Mark Henry's like, wow. And Mark Henry had to quit before Vince did. So Mark Henry's like, I can't do this anymore. My back hurts. And Vince is like, I see, I'm Vince McMahon, huh? And Vince McMahon called him the next day. Mark Henry goes, I thought he was going to call a talk smack to me. Vince goes, Mark, I made a very big mistake. I put out my back. I'm in severe pain. He goes, I'm going to be out of commission for the next week or two. Like Vince,
for sure.
He's so competitive. He tried to beat Mark Henry. It's like, what?
He's like those Mandelbaums on Seinfeld.
No, he is. No, like he told the wrestlers, you're not so tough. Do your finishing move on me. But he goes, don't do it for real. So they said they're in like a hotel bar. And like Chris Jericho's just beating the crap out of Vince McMahon, got him in crab legs and stuff. Anyway, too good.
I love it.
I can go on hits too good. Like, last one is pretty funny. Is if you go to Vince McMahon's house, he's a big practical joker, and basically he pushes his favorite thing. Cam is he pushes you in the pool with your clothes on.
That's great.
Yeah, but he thinks it's the funniest thing ever. Like they, like honestly, like he loves it. Like it's his favorite gag, and they have to get new ways. So Cornette was funny, and Cornette knows about it. So Cornette was like, he never used to stand around the edge of the pool because he knew he's like, no, it's a trick. So I guess one of the Pat Patterson told him, can you believe what Vince had painted on the pool floor in the pool? And he goes, what do you mean? And he goes, hey, he got something crazy written on the bottom of the pool. He goes, check it out. He goes, you can see it. So Cornette got closer, and out of nowhere, McMahon shoves him in the pool, like all close. It's just, it's funny that like Vince is this psychopath old man.
He is.
But he's like, you find out he's a kid. Everything's a practical joke, but they're mean, Cam. You know the WWE, JBL. Like, they think it's funny. Like they steal
to
your
steal
passport
somebody's passport.
But Vince thinks it's funny. Like, they burnt some guy's wrestling attire 5 minutes before Raw once.
Yeah.
They set it on fire.
You said it for
dude was like, I'm on TV in 5 minutes, guys. What do I do? And Vince thinks it's funny. Figure it out, kid. Like,
it's different. No, the thing is, though,
the guy's passport, they put, they get him drunk, they drug,
and leave him somewhere. Guy can die. Where are you? I don't know. You know, that's the thing. The guy could get killed and leave a guy in a ditch. That's the thing, though. These guys, they can dish it out, but they can't take it. If you say anything bad about one thing, they take it it's unbelievable. Like, Gabe, I told you when I did that show, I didn't last. Like, things were going good and they love the jokes, but you know, if you rip a wrestler or do something, they're WWE. Cordero told me, he goes, you're done, Cam. He goes, I love you. I think you're funny. You're making
you
me laugh.
Ryback
I was happy.
Or
something. I went too hard on Ryback and they said, this guy's done. Ryback's horrible.
They thought he sucked too. That's why they got rid of him. But anyway,
but the thing is, you can't say it. They got to fire Ryback, not you. That's the problem.
Just last thing on this, we were on this network, and everybody on the network, some people got big in the WWE, like Renee and stuff.
Yeah.
So pretty much everyone on the network got a shot to be associated with the WWF somehow. So I thought I was perfect for it. So I went to the manager and I said, listen, everyone in the damn network gets a crack at doing this WWE stuff. I said, you never gave it to me. I said, I'm born for this. I said, what's the deal? Did they specifically say not me? He goes, yeah, they did.
Yeah, they did. And not me.
I was like, okay.
Not for you. That's the best. Did they specifically say not me? Yes, they did. That's the thing. For a company that likes controversy and keeping it real and edgy, they don't really like it. They like it.
No, they like it if they control the controversy. They don't want anyone else doing it.
You got it, brother. Right, so, that's the recipe.
Thanks a lot, Mean Gene. So, I was going to ask, thank you for being with us tonight, Cam. You're not there with all the celebrities and the VIPs behind home plate with Drake, first Blue Jay.
No, I got it. It's funny, Gabe. I got invited. Feinberg actually was really nice. He's like, I got an extra ticket to the Jays game, my treat. And I'm like, wow, really? And then I thought about it, but I'm going to be taking a couple days off next week for Lisa's surgery. So I can't miss today and next week. So I said, hey, man, I can't miss work. But everybody's at this damn game today. I'm watching the pregame. Yeah, you said it. Everybody and their mother who's a star in this damn city is at this game. We'll see. A lot of expectations on the Jays tonight. But I'm going to put them in parlays. I really don't want to lay the juice. It's Kansas City. They should win. But I don't know one person that's betting the Royals. You know me. I bet the Jays all the time. So it's not about me. It's about other people. Kansas City. The Jays shouldn't be, 225 now? Just because they're returning home? That's a little bit rich.
They're going to win, though. They got to win.
I'm betting them. I got the -1.5, too. Yeah, they should win. They better win. You're at home.
Like people in Toronto, though, they're like, oh, yeah, it's an expensive ticket. It's $60.
That's nothing. $60? Is that really? Are you kidding me? Wow, that's a joke.
In fact, if I was a scalper, I'd be very disappointed in this response in this market. First came back in 2 years, and the best I can get is $60 for a ticket I paid $40 for. Great.
Really?
That seems crazy. Two days ago, they were trying to get $125 because I've been tracking it. They couldn't get it. They couldn't get it. Even with Sharapan, it's funny, people perception. Dave was like, the Las Vegas Raider tickets, hottest ticket in the NFL. Cam, it's more expensive to get into the BC Lion opener than it is the Raider game. 50-yard line, and I wouldn't pay it. Can you believe it? Yeah. Someone on StubHub wants $837 for the BC Lions.
What, for a BC Lions game? $850? I can walk to the Argos. They're giving me money to go to an Argos game. Me
and
Cam,
what I said, $850, I could probably buy a 3% minority share of the team for $8.
Share, yeah, that's right. Gabe, we have season tickets for you at 1% share of the line.
I get a deed. I get a piece of paper. Yeah, you own 2% of the team now. $850.
I own 2%. I got a deed.
I got a deed. All right, so I'm buying. I'm not even a Blue Jay fan, but I think they're going to. Yeah. What about run and a half? What about
yeah,
run
no,
and
I
half?
Did so both. I did both. I got the Jays. Yeah, I got the Jays. I got the -1.5. I have them parlayed. I'll tell you about my
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Baseball picks on the other side, but I will say one thing, Gabe, and we'll talk about this after the break. The Blue Jays, don't think that they did themselves any favors with this move for Berrios. They got absolutely fleeced by Minnesota, and I'll be the first guy to tell you, if they don't re-sign these guys to long-term deals, they've lost three prospects because of handed Berrios. Not a very good job by Jays management, in my opinion.
Interesting. We'll get Cavs take and more on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game down to 7-10, kicking it with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. All right, so we got Major League Baseball coming up. Cam's been riding the diamond. How'd you do the other night, Cam? How'd the playing every game thing work out for you?
6-0. It was one of the best nights ever, Gabe.
6-0. What, last night?
Yeah, we went perfect, and I parlayed them too. I had like $100, and I told Johnny Blaze on Twitter, and I woke up with $1,200 in my account. Like I made like it was crazy. And these were only like $40, $50 plays.
Blaze.
I just went bananas.
Sure what Johnny Blaze on Twitter has to do with it.
No, he wrote the plays. He said thank you, and I said thank you very much too for watching the show. That's all.
Okay. That's Cam. Oh yeah, a guy on Twitter. What a guy on Twitter has to do it. I like Johnny Blaze, but. Just one. All right, 6-0. So it's a miracle the Jays actually won for you.
Oh, they didn't win. They crushed. Big win.
What about the other night, though? You've been taking every baseball. So you've been killing the baseball week?
They're dogs. Yeah, no. I'm not going to say that would be a little bit of a lie. It's been good, but no, there's nights where it doesn't go as well. Last night was amazing, though.
Are you all in tonight? What do you got tonight?
Yes. This is what I'm doing. I'm parlaying. These are games that I like, guys. They're all. I'm gonna do a bunch of two-game parlays because a lot of them are favorites. I like the Jays, like Gabe. They're parlayed. I like the Tigers. I like the Tampa Bay Rays. I like the Yankees. I like the Brewers. Yeah, they're all like small favorites except for the Jays. And I don't really like too many dogs tonight, and that's about it. Yeah, that's what I'm doing so far in the early games there, Gabe. I like all those games.
I'm not – you know what?
You get that?
Yeah. I'm just thinking, I'll lay the run and a half with the Jays.
Me too. I agree with that.
I'll lay the run and a half with the Jays. And I'll take the Boston Red Sox as underdogs.
Who are they playing?
Red Sox. Tampa Bay.
Oh, yeah, I like Tampa tonight, but I understand. The Red Sox are a good team. It's tough. I like Tampa tonight, but Red Sox are scary.
All the Red Sox do is win, and, you know, they're underdogs. Come on. They just don't get any respect from the odds maker. Am I saying these are logs? No. Small plays, though. Blue Jays -1.5. Boston Red Sox is underdogs.
Expert perspectives and actionable insights 24 hours a day,
7 days a week.
It's the
Chumba. Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.